This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Trevor from Arlington is. Trevor, are you there?
I'm here.
I am Taryn, your host, and Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Trevor will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many states does Washington share a border with?
2.
Correct. Cairo is the capital of what country?
Egypt?
Yes. Who played Agent J in Men in Black?
Will Smith?
That is right. Which auto manufacturer uses the slogan, the ultimate driving machine?
Audi?
No.
Mazda?
No.
Volkswagen?
No. Unagi is the Japanese word for what freshwater fish?
Eel?
Yes. Who is the AAA minor league affiliate of the Mariners?
Aqua Sox?
No.
The Rainiers?
Yes. Joe Strummer was the lead singer of what band?
What was his name?
Joe Strummer was the lead singer of what band?
Pass.
According to Isaac Newton, how many laws of motion are there?
3.
Yes. What country has the largest population of domestic cats?
China.
No.
The United States of America.
Yes. The Last Dance is a sports documentary about which basketball player?
What was the name of it?
The Last Dance.
Michael Jordan.
Yes, but I don't know what? If we can take that. It might have been a little too long there, Trevor. But you did get a good score.
I don't know how to take that, but I walk in and hear you did get a good score.
Well, I don't want to show you, Steve.
Honestly, you're playing good poker right now because I'm not sure if that was you being sarcastic or that was legit a compliment.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Higgs, are you ready?
Oh yeah!
How many states does Washington share a border with?
2.
Correct. Cairo is the capital of what country?
I don't know why that offended me. Egypt.
Yes. Who played Agent J in Men in Black?
Will Smith.
That is right. Yeah, which auto manufacturer uses the slogan, the ultimate driving machine?
Oh, that has to be Kia.
No.
I don't know. Nissan.
No.
Hyundai.
No. Unagi is the Japanese word for what freshwater
Eel.
Fish? Yes. Who is the AAA minor league affiliate for the Mariners?
Is that the Everett Aqua Sox?
No.
Tacoma Rainiers.
That's right. Joe Strummer was the lead singer of what band?
The Clash.
Yes. According to Isaac Newton, how many laws of motion are there?
2.
No.
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no. What country has the largest population of domestic cats?
I'm going to say America.
Correct. The Last Dance is a sports documentary about which basketball player?
Michael Jordan.
That is correct. With time to spare.
Whoa.
Look at you.
Steve.
Yes.
You got 8 correct, which is a win.
Let's go.
8-7. Oh. Sorry, Trevor. You were so close.
I said Michael Jordan.
Way after time expired. The Beatniks police would have killed me.
That was a good win.
You guys both played very well.
Yes, but only one man could come out on top.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You are the big victor.
Thank you very much.
Kicking off the morning today.
Did I get any wrong?
Oh, you did get, sorry, and our friend Trevor did know this. According to Isaac Newton, there are 3 laws of motion.
Oh, crap, I should have went 2, 3.
And the ultimate driving machine, that would be a BMW, of course.
Oh, well, I don't know that. Think I can afford one?
No, I can't either. That's why we're Kia people for life.
Hell yeah, fist bump.
Oh, my God.
Danny's like, you guys actually just fist bumped.
We're going to start a Kia gang. It's going to be super cool. We're going to get jackets.
A gang of 2?
Yes.
No one else is going to join that.
I'm sure there'll be other people that want to join the Kia crew. We just got to come up with our own, like, handshake. Not handshake, because that'd be weird as you're driving, but like a wave.
Wait, but are we going to spell crew with a K?
Oh, my God. It looks like a
Kia crew.
With a backwards R.
Yeah.
If we have a backwards R, I'm in.
Okay, we're doing it. We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. It's super easy to do, and we've been getting some pretty amazing messages on there. Also, some very interesting messages on there.
We did get a really good one about a guy who is chiming in on a topic that we just had about concerts that were cut short, and he had a couple of examples that are just kind of like, whoa, that's pretty cool that you got to see these artists, but that sucks that they cut their concert short. And then also there's a listener who's upset because, well, their kid wrecked their car, but not upset with the kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. We're going to slide into our VMs after Linkin Park.
Kia crew.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Migs Show.
You can do it too. Leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. It's so easy to do, Steve Miggs.
And before we get to the woman who left a voice message about her kid wrecking her car, and she's not upset with her kid, but upset with somebody else.
Mm.
Let's start with this voice message that's about a topic that we just recently had.
Are
you ready, Taryn Daly?
Let's go.
All right, let's slide into the VMs.
Hey, good morning, Daily Miggs Show. Yeah, I've seen 2 shows that got cut short. One was way back in the 80s. I'm an old dude, so one, Eric Clapton, of course, back in the kind of the end of his alcoholic run and all that stuff, yeah.
I've always wanted to see Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah.
But only during his alcoholic run, so this is very awesome. No. That's crazy you got to see Clapton live.
Old slow hand.
Wow.
He played like 30 minutes and walked off stage. And literally, that was there. That was it. I was with my buddy, another friend, and his mom, actually, who was like an old-school rocker, so she took us, because we were just kids. And
that is awesome, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
When you first went to a concert, did you have to go with a parent?
Yes. My parents took my sister and I. We were like 10 and 8, and they took us to see Boys to Men. It was awesome.
Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, when you went to your first concert, did you have to go with a parent?
Well, okay, are we talking actual first concert? Or are we talking like first concert I wanted to go to?
First concert you wanted to go to?
No, my mom dropped me off at the convention center in Albuquerque to go see The Offspring, Reverend Horton Heat, and Left Unsaid.
Whoa. That is amazing.
And I was probably 12 years old, and she like was like, all right, go. And I was like, yes. I'm surprised she didn't sit in the lobby, to be honest with you.
Dude, I think back on it at different times. I don't know if parents would be this willing to just like let their kids go off and have fun at a concert, but when I was a teenager in high school, my buddy Tom and I went to go see Motley Crue, first ever concert, at the Meadowlands, or they call it the Meadowlands,
yeah,
in New Jersey. And it was Motley Crue, and I think it was Skid Row. I'm pretty sure. It was a great show during their Dr. Feelgood or Girls Show. It doesn't matter. Parents took us, dropped us off outside of the Meadowlands, and left.
Wild.
And they said, we'll be back around whatever time they figured that the concert would be over. And if we're not there yet, just wait for us. We'll pick you back up.
Wow.
And I'm thinking about that. I don't think, I don't know many people that would just be like, yeah, go ahead, have fun.
No chance. Not with my kid.
All right, this guy's got more messages.
And then I actually went and saw Sinead O'Connor. I know.
Yeah. I was like, we're like, oh, you suck. You went and saw Sinead O'Connor. I wish I could have seen Sinead O'Connor live.
She was pretty punk rock, man. I mean, I would have loved to see her, too.
It was at the old Parker's. I had seen Joe Satriani the night before, and then Sinead O'Connor, and she, again, maybe 30 minutes and walked off stage, but she was furious. They had a hip-hop band open and all kinds of things, and she did not like that. So
I don't know why, but I'm picturing like Sir Mix-a-Lot, like Baby Got Back, and Sinead O'Connor's like, what is happening right now? This is not my opening act.
Not my crowd.
That's my story. Hey, man, you guys have a fantastic day.
I love that.
Yeah, that's some good, two very eclectic artists.
I like his taste.
Eric Clapton and Sinead O'Connor. All right, here's the voice message about the car wreck.
So my daughter hit my car, and I had to make a claim through insurance. And then they come back and tell me that my car is totaled. Now, I owe more than what the car is worth, but now I'm left with no money. How is it that you can pay into insurance 10 years, never use it, and now I have nothing? I think the insurance is BS. That's all.
That is awful. I'd be furious.
Have you ever had a situation where you got into a car accident and then insurance came back and was like, yeah, that's a total loss?
I mean, I've had a couple totals in my day. But,
yeah?
Yeah, but
you ever wreck one of your parents' cars?
Or
get into an accident with one of your parents' cars?
I mean, yeah, like, not a bad one. I got in a couple little ding-dong fender benders, you know, in my parents' cars. But all, like, the worst accidents were my own car.
I kind of want to talk to your mom and dad in here.
Oh, my God.
If they also feel like it was just a ding-dong fender bender.
Yeah, you know, like a little, like, a busted-up door. It's nothing too crazy.
Okay.
But yeah. What about you? Did you wreck a parent's car?
No, never wrecked a parent's car because my parents wouldn't let me go anywhere near their car. My dad
was smart.
Traumatized when he tried to teach me how to drive and freaked out on me and yelled at me and wouldn't let me ever be in a car with him again, at least not in the front seat. So, but I remember totaling my minivan, and that was the worst. I didn't think it was all that
you had
bad.
A minivan?
It was awesome. We called it the fun bus. The ride in the carpool lane. Nobody even thought that it was just me in there. Because why would there just be a guy in his 20s driving a minivan?
Just hotboxing.
By himself.
Oh, no.
It was great for concerts. We'd pack all of us in there, go to the Gorge. It was like our band van as well. It was Chrysler Town and Country represent.
Oh, I love that for you.
But I remember driving to work early in the morning, hit a patch of black ice, started spinning, hit another patch of black ice. Thank God it was early in the morning and there were no other cars on the road. Because I'm spinning on I-5 and I'm like, this sucks. Hit one of like the little divider things. And I was able to get off the freeway, take 99, get to work, had an insurance person check it all out. I'm thinking, okay, this is minimal damage. I was able to drive it. It wasn't, I mean, it definitely needed some work. And then they finally called it and they're like, yeah, man, like this is a total loss. And I was like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
Not the town and country.
Not the fun bus.
Oh, no.
Did I ever tell you this story, though? Because one of the greatest moments that's ever happened with my mom was because of this story. So I called her. We were talking. I'm like, I got into a car accident by myself. I'm fine. But I hit some black ice, spun out a few times. Everything's going to be okay. Then there's this long pause. My wife, my mom is like, well, are they okay? I'm like, who's they? It was just me. Are they okay? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, the black guys that you hit on the freeway. And I'm like, no, Mom, black ice. So this entire time, I'm like just casually sharing this story, and she's probably freaking the F out thinking I just hit a couple
people.
You
just mowed people over with the van?
And I'm more worried about the van.
Oh, God love your mom.
Oh, she's the best.
Question, what the hell is a Borg, and why do you think we would have loved it in our college years?
I'm positive you would have loved it.
We're going to tell you all about Borgs at 720.
The Daily Mix.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Police in Boston shared this photo of dozens of Borgs that they had confiscated from young folk that were partying it up over St. Patrick's Day weekend.
I'll be honest, when I first saw the story, I thought you were talking about like cyborgs.
Yeah, that's the only Borg I've ever heard of before this.
It has nothing to do with that. Maybe robots make it, but no robots are involved in this.
This is News 25 in Boston describing what happened.
Tonight we are learning about a drinking trend your child may know about. It's sweeping college campuses. The trend is called the Borg. And that stands for Blackout Rage Gallon. It mixes water, vodka, caffeine, and electrolytes.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Blackout Rage Gallon.
And they do them in like those big gallon jugs of water.
Yeah.
And they just like write their names on them. It's so low budget.
Some are calling it a great way to limit alcohol intake and avoid a hangover. Boston 25 News reporter Drew Carita spoke with health experts who say the trend could cause more harm than good.
The Borg, which stands for Blackout Rage Gallon, is now making regular appearances on TikTok.
This is simply encouraging more binge drinking.
David Jernigan, professor in the Department of Health Law, believes the popular portrayal of Borgs on social media has the potential to put students in harm.
It's just inviting you to drink it. It's as if you were carrying around a bottle of vodka. It's just you're carrying around with some water.
I've always been told we need to mix in some waters. I think this is very responsible of the young kids.
A hydration plan.
I do like how like it's, you know, it's supposed to, we're doing this to limit alcohol. I'm like, you have a giant gallon jug that you've now filled up with, I mean, booze, water, and caffeine and electrolytes.
For sure. This is resident and city councilor Ed Flynn also talking about these Borgs.
We can't continue having a parade with his violence and alcohol are major parts of it. This parade is about...
That was so great.
Major parts. I just think of Family Guy whenever I hear someone from Boston.
Respecting our South Boston veterans and military families. And if we can't do that in a family-friendly way, I'd rather have no parade.
Maybe you need to have your parade in Stanwood because, you know, people could drink and still have a good time and nobody's getting hurt.
Yes, it was very innocent fun.
Do you remember in college, because that seems like now this is the rage. I remember then it was like Four Loko was the thing. What was the thing when you were in college?
Well, we had a variation of the Borg, Steve Miggs.
Okay.
But we called it the Yuka Jug.
The Yuka Jug.
The Yuka Jug. So you would take an empty gallon jug, you would pour in a half gallon of vodka, then you would cut up lemon slices.
Okay.
And try, get the juice in there, shove them all down inside, add a cup of sugar like this, Danny.
Okay.
Put a cup of sugar.
Don't do that again. I don't want to get in trouble with HR.
Put a cup of sugar in there and then fill the rest up with ice and then shake, 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 shake. And then you drink it.
The Yuka jug.
The Yuka jug.
How wasted would you get from that?
Well, we would pass it around.
Oh,
it wasn't,
okay.
We weren't like carrying it around personal, but it was like, you got to pass it around until you kill it. And we did it with my mom one time, and my mom had to take a little napski afterwards. It was pretty good times.
One person says, 100% this is better. College kids don't need to be encouraged to drink. At least they're getting water and electrolytes. Drink on, kids.
I mean, the fact that there's electrolytes in there is pretty responsible.
So, ours, do you remember, I don't know, what did you call this? Because in college, it seems like everyone has a different name for it. We called it Spody.
Sure.
Okay, so you know, or jungle juice.
Yeah.
Have you heard that? So it's just like, you know, you get like a garbage pail and you just like, just put all the alcohol in there and then juice and sugar and fruits. And it was just like, just this giant pail of just alcohol. But it was always, and you'd start eating the fruit, and, and that would get you wasted.
And everybody's dipping their nasty drinks in there, just passing mono around, just so good.
Look at us. We all turned out just fine.
Strong immune systems, for sure.
Danny, did you have any kind of, like, drink that was, like, the go-to that's, like, obviously not that you could just go buy at a store?
No, see, I was a responsible adult, Steve. I didn't drink in college, okay?
Oh, wow.
I didn't drink until after college.
Really?
You were just a pillar of the college community?
Did you go to college? Is that why?
No, I did go to college. I didn't really drink until I was 23, 24.
Oh, you were responsible.
And at that point, it was just vodka, Red Bulls. I was pretty boring.
The other one was then like taking like a bottle of vodka and then also putting like Starbursts in there. So they would eventually like make it like a fruity flavored vodka.
Was it delicious?
It was okay.
206-803-ROCK is our number. Would you say that you are a music aficionado, especially when it comes to music from the 1980s? How well do you think you know the music of the 80s? Call in now so we can put you to the test. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
The website Loudwire put together a list of the best God-tier rock songs from the 1980s.
I do like that term, God-tier.
Yeah, like the best of the best. And last week we time traveled to the 70s. Now we're doing the 80s. They said that this is one of their God-tier songs.
I mean, how do you argue? Any decade that AC/DC is putting out music, I feel like they're going to be in it. In fact, when we did the 70s God-tier songs, it was Highway to Hell.
Oh, yeah. So we decided to get some rockaholics on the phone that believe they are true 80s music aficionados. So how this is going to work is we are going to play one of the bands on the list and go track by track. You're going to start with the drums, Steve Miggs?
Start with the drums, usually then the bass or the guitar, and then end up with the vocals for the chorus. So you got to figure it out before the vocals kick in. Otherwise, you're not a music aficionado.
So let's talk to Solomon from Seattle. What's up, Solomon?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Solomon, what is your all-time favorite band from the 80s?
Oh, I have Prince.
Prince!
Oh, good choice! Pick.
Wasn't expecting that.
I'm a huge Prince fan. I've seen him concert 29 times.
Wow! You know what's funny? It's not one of the songs on the one that we're going to challenge you with, but Prince and the Revolution, Let's Go Crazy, is considered to be a God-tier song from 1984.
Nice.
There you go. Yeah, my first concert was Yes Festival in 1983.
Oh, that's badass.
All right.
Yeah,
I feel like this one... All right, Solomon, I think this one's pretty easy for you, but let's see if you can figure it out. We'll start with the drums, and we'll just kind of add some instruments as we go along. You ready?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, I know it.
Taryn's got it. We'll add a little bass. A little guitar first, actually. There's no bass yet.
Love it, everybody. Love it.
No.
Hold on, hold on. Oh, it's a Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
You got it, baby.
Pour some sugar on me, baby.
Nice work, Solomon.
You know what's crazy? That when they recorded this record, this was like a last-minute addition to Hysteria.
Oh!
And it wasn't a hit at first, but thanks to strip clubs, and I'm not joking... The success of the song at strip clubs actually turned it into a massive hit for the band, and then it, you know, obviously the rest is history.
Yes. All right, let's get Rich from Port Angeles on the line. Rich, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Rich, what's your favorite band from the 80s?
My favorite band from the 80s, Metallica was big because I was born in 77.
Hell
so,
nice.
You know, I grew Metallica.
That's a great pick. This is not Metallica, though, but we'll play a song from the 80s that's considered God tier, and you have to guess what song it is. Are you ready?
Yes.
Starting off with the drums. A little bass.
Oh, got it.
Oh, my gosh.
A little guitar. Come on, Rich.
I have no clue. Oh,
Sweet Child of Mine, my man.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
We got there eventually.
That's one of those songs, if you played the guitar riff, I think people will be able to figure it out. Now it's just like a little warm-up thing that Slash used to do before, like they would jam and practice, and then finally I think it was Axl or Duff was just like, hey man, what are you doing with your fingers right there? Let's turn it into a song.
We like it.
One of the biggest songs that they ever put out.
We've got Matt from Puyallup who wants to play the game. Good morning, Matt. Who's your favorite band from the 80s?
Gotta be Judas Priest.
Yes.
Nice. Well, this is not Judas Priest, but let's see if you can figure out what God-tier song this is from the 80s. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Once again, we'll start with the drums. Throw a little bass. So far, Taryn doesn't have it. I think once the other instruments kick in, you'll figure it out. Here we go. What do you think, Matt?
Boy, this one's killing me.
Oh, you're going to be so mad at yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Jump.
Van Halen, jump. Yeah, my bad.
How
dare
you?
That was tricky, too.
Well, okay, maybe a little too young, but I remember when this song came out on MTV, and like my fellow rocker friends were not happy because what is he doing playing a keyboard and not the guitar?
He got all soft. And then put out their biggest hit ever.
Bunch of wusses. And they're like, yeah, we're making a lot of money being a bunch of wusses.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? It would be very helpful if you were tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 when we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers for the game. And, Steve, you have a current record of 77 wins.
Let's go.
40 losses and 20 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number. And we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.